Rapids.
Good afternoon. Welcome into the gym class here for a Tuesday on KGYM. Coming up, we're going to talk Major League Baseball. Joe Sheehan from the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter, Sports Illustrated, and Baseball America will be joining us. Also on the program today, we will preview the Greater Cedar Rapids Open, which will get underway coming up later on this week at the Hunters Ridge Golf Course. That, updates from the state softball tournament, and a whole lot more. It's coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. It is 3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock on a Tuesday here in Eastern Iowa. And you're listening to KGYM local programming coming your way. We'll go through 7 o'clock tonight, and then it'll be Twins baseball. Twins and the Yankees, game two of that important series. That will come your way on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. You're also listening to us on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and the historic Main Gym, 1600 AM, all over Eastern Iowa. Also, thanks for listening in on the KGYM radio app, kgymradio.com as well. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, once again here today as we set the table, take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. Going to talk some golf with you, going to talk some baseball with you as well as we get her going here today. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class each and every day. They're located at the corner of Blair's Ferry and C Avenue on the northeast side. Locally owned and operated, and a place where families and friends meet up again and again. So stop on by after work, take the family over the weekend, what have you. How you doing today? What a beautiful day this is.
It is a beautiful day. Hope you're out there enjoying it in some part. But take us along if you happen to go. So, news of the day, not a great deal out there, but we do have Zion Williamson getting paid in another form.
Again.
In another form.
He's gotten paid a lot as of late. This time for the all-important shoe contract out there as far as the NBA is concerned. And signed up with, what, Air Jordan, which is Nike, basically. And so that's what he'll be trotting the boards on when he comes up in New Orleans, starting up not too much in the distant future. And good luck to him.
Hopefully he doesn't have a blowout.
You had to go with that, didn't you?
Yeah.
You had to go with that, didn't you? I can't even remember what Duke is, what brand they are, but I'm sure somebody will let me know on the text line, the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. You are welcome to join us. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. 319-366-1600 is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line.
Duke is Nike. Yeah.
Are they Nike? Okay. Yeah. I knew at one point they were Adidas, but I wasn't exactly sure if they were back to Nike or not. So no hard feelings from Zion. Apparently.
Nike is vowing to build a better shoe, so.
Or as my go-to line that I often refer to, and I can't play it anymore because of copyright infringement rules and whatnot, from the great film Back to School, Ned Beatty playing Dean Martin. Yes, Dean Martin. In all fairness, it was a really big check.
Yeah, I don't have the details of the deal. It's undisclosed as far as I know, but you can bet it's a lucrative one. We ask you at KGYMradio.com today, poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Should Zion Williamson have signed with Nike? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
State softball going on at Fort Dodge as it is day two at the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex. They are in Class 4A right now, And each game pretty much went final simultaneously. It was Carlisle, the number one seed, fell behind 1-0 and then put up 10 in a row as they knocked out Denison Schleswig by a score of 10-1. And they will move on to the state semifinals, where they will meet up with the West Delaware Hawks as West Delaware defeats their Highway 20 rival, Independence, and did that by a score of 8-2. Indy took a 2-0 lead in the first inning, and then the West Delaware Hawks came back with eight straight. Put up 12 hits in that game, and West Delaware will now move on to take on Carlisle. That'll be coming up in the semifinals, I believe, tomorrow. Earlier on in the day, Class 3A with their quarterfinals, the final two quarterfinals. It was Louisa Muscatine, the number two seed, knocking number seven Mount Vernon into the consolation round as Louisa Muscatine beat Mount Vernon at 10-6. Third seeded West Liberty all over sixth seeded Trainer, 10-0 in a game that lasted only five innings. So West Liberty flexing their muscles today. And so it will be in the semifinals in Class 3A, Davenport Assumption and Waterloo Columbus. In one semifinal, and the other 3A semifinal will be Louisa Muscatine taking on West Liberty, which should be a very interesting matchup because the West Liberty pitcher pitched her first 4 years at where, Mark? Louisa Muscatine. Yeah. So that could be rather interesting. Other 4A games that'll be coming up here in just a few minutes. It'll be North Scott taking on Oskaloosa, Charles City going up against Dallas Center Grimes, and then Class 5A will get their quarterfinals going tonight or this evening. It will be at 5 o'clock, Waukee taking on Ottumwa. At 5:30, Indianola will take on Johnston. 7 o'clock, Fort Dodge, playing in their host city, if you will take on West Des Moines Valley. And then at 7:30 tonight, third-seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy will take on sixth-seeded Iowa City High coming up tonight. So that's what we have from the Girls State Softball Tournament. 319-366-1600. And then we've got baseball going on tonight as well with classes 1A and 2A. Going to set their field for the state baseball tournament. We'll preview that with KJ Pilcher coming up on Thursday. Probably get a little wrestling talk in too. Can't have KJ on without asking him a wrestling question. 3A and 4A will have their substates coming up, and that will be on Wednesday night. Before we get to the phone caller, should mention as well, last night there was a just a marathon game last night over in DeWitt. Third-rated Central DeWitt and West Delaware went at it. 16 innings last night before the Sabres got the victory.
5-4, I believe, right? Yeah.
Rumors to the rumors that Todd Rommelkamp was warming up, as he tweeted out last night, for the 17th inning, unsubstantiated at this time.
Maybe not far from the truth.
But maybe not far from the truth.
Because it's a great win. West Delaware is a heck of a program. And so is DeWitt, for that matter. So.
Absolutely. 319-366-1600. And we're going to bring in Mike from Cedar Rapids, who wants to join us on the program here today. Mike, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, all I wanted just to mention, thank Mark for that article in the Gazette on Sunday on the American Legion. That brought back a lot of memories. I'm old enough that I remember when that was a big deal, and like you mentioned, on the radio, and you know, it was a different era back then. But I really enjoyed that article. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that, and I always enjoy researching and writing those pieces and hearing from people like Mike and. Scott, you remember that era? You might have played Legion ball.
Oh, yeah.
I know your son did, but that was a big deal back in the 70s, that's for sure.
And it's
into the 80s a little bit.
Yeah, into the 80s, and it went to two teams, actually.
Yeah, red and blue.
At that point, and still could qualify for the World Series up in South Dakota. South Dakota, right? Was it North Dakota or South Dakota?
It was
Dakota?
In South Dakota quite a bit.
South Dakota. I know it was when I was in there playing. And yeah, and it's not what it was like many things that we have right now in the world. Won't probably go back to what it was either. In the state of Iowa, anyway, because of summer baseball. And I'm not saying that summer baseball is bad. Don't put words into my mouth or anything like that. But, you know, when we were up in Minnesota on vacation visiting the folks, Legion Baseball was getting ready for the tournaments up there. And it is still a big thing in most other states, just not here in the state of Iowa. So, Mike, appreciate the call. Thanks, man. 319-366-1600 is the phone number. That is also the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. That was a good article. Brought back some memories. The stumps from out in Benton County. Of course, Charlie now is a longtime Hall of Fame coach down in Iowa City West. Pete Seifer. Pete doesn't look much older than he did in that picture.
No, he hasn't changed a whole lot. A couple of my buddies from Cedar Rapids Jefferson, Bruce Barber and Guy Stoker and Matt Novak, ended up being my lawyer at one time, but he was a heck of an outfielder as well. And yeah, thanks for that call, Mike. Like I said, I enjoy doing those pieces and do appreciate it. So there's a story I ran across, Scott, that it gets me shaking my head every time I read a story like this. Washington Redskins running back Adrian Peterson has made nearly $100 million in his NFL career. He's on the verge of being broke. He's being sued by three different creditors on three different loans. And where this ends, I'm not quite sure. But, I mean, you got to try to lose that much money, don't you?
Yes.
I've never had an opportunity to spend that kind of money on anything. Obviously, some players, and maybe Peterson is in this category, gets involved with bad agents, bad advisors, steer him down the wrong road.
True.
But my goodness, $100 million in your career, and you got nothing or very little to show for it.
The movie Brewster's Millions based on that, by the way.
Yeah.
How much money can you lose in X amount of time?
Yeah.
Richard Pryor, John Candy, check it out. Very good movie there. 14 past the hour of 3. Before we get to a break, Big 12 SEC basketball matchups. John Rothstein had this a little bit earlier out on Twitter today. Don't think these have been verified, but John is usually a man of his word. And he's got the 10 games listed. We'll start with Iowa State, and this is going to be a honey, as Johnny Orr used to say. Dinger. Iowa State headed down to Bruce Pearl country on the plains to meet the Auburn Tigers.
Ooh-wee, Coach.
Yeah, that should be a good one. Now, both teams lost quite a bit of firepower from last year, but should still be a very, very good game. The two headliners are Kentucky at Texas Tech and Tennessee at Kansas. Those are the two headline games. Mentioned Iowa State, Auburn. Baylor is at Florida. It'll be Mississippi State at Oklahoma. Missouri will be at West Virginia. Oklahoma State will be at Texas A&M. That's an old Big 12 matchup. Even go back, maybe old Southwest Conference. I don't know. LSU is at Texas. Oklahoma State wasn't in the Southwest Conference. I retract that statement. Kansas State is at, I can't even read my writing, Alabama. And TCU goes to Arkansas. Those are the matchups for the Big 12 SEC Challenge.
November? December?
January.
January,
they
okay.
play that third Saturday, I believe, in January. And should be a very interesting game between Iowa State and Auburn. So see how that plays out. All right, 3:15. We're going to take a break, come back, and Joe Sheehan will join us. Talk some Major League Baseball. Trade deadline is nearing, and we'll talk about that and other things with Joe right after this here on KGYM.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Linda Tire Service, where we put service first. Drive safe this summer with Linder Tire, a great selection of tires from Hankook, Hercules, Nokian, and Yokohama. And to keep rolling safely, stop in for a maintenance check on your car or truck. Linder Tire Service, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Coupons and more specials at lindertire.com. More than just tires.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Bring your furry four-legged friends to the Colonels this Wednesday for Bark in the Park. Participants must register their dog online at colonels.com and purchase tickets for you and your dog. All proceeds from the dog tickets benefit Critter Crusaders. Visit colonels.com and get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with you in the gym class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5. And 106.3 FM. We've got passes to Cedar Rapids City Golf Courses for you. We'll give that away before 4 o'clock on the program here today. Going to talk some Major League Baseball. Joe Sheehan joining us from Sports Illustrated, Baseball America, the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the program as we get closer and closer to the 2019 trade deadline, the hard and fast trade deadline, which is coming up in just a little bit over a week. And let's start with that, Joe. Good afternoon, first of all. And we had the trade deadline before, and then we had the waiver trade deadline. We only have one this year. Is that a good move, in your opinion, for baseball?
As a sports writer, I think it's a great move because it's exhausting having to explain to people how the deadline wasn't really the deadline. Now there's another deadline. Look, July 31st, that's the deadline. That's it. We don't talk about trades anymore. So for guys like me trying to communicate to casual fans, I love the move. I actually think it's good for baseball, too. The Astros traded for Verlander with like 28 games left in their season. That feels a little late to me to be making moves of that nature. So I think if you go back to what Billy Beane said in Moneyball, your first third of your season is figuring out what you have. Second third of your season is something else, and the third third of your season is kind of playing it out. And I think that's what we'll have right now. We've got a trade deadline essentially two-thirds of the way through the season, and that's good for baseball.
Biggest name who might get moved, or is that too hard to tell?
The Giants have played their way into the fringe of wild card contention, but if you look at their underlying numbers, you look at the competition, it's hard to see them contending. So the biggest name is probably going to be Madison Bumgarner. It makes the most sense for them to move him. Bumgarner, free agent at the end of the year, likely to command, even on the downside of his career, a significant contract. I think the Giants are going to go into maybe a 2 or 3 year rebuild here. I can't see him re-signing there. So trading him makes the most sense. Other big names, look at Matthew Boyd in Detroit. Not a big name, but certainly a big guy in stat head circles, great strikeout rate, really developed a slider this year. It's taken him a while to develop, but he's looked really good this year. And then the closer, Kirby Yates with the Padres, made the All-Star team this year, leads the National League in saves. Kind of came out of nowhere, but as a 32-year-old, he's been one of the best relievers in baseball for 2 years now.
Is Marcus Stroman in that group too?
I probably put Stroman, but if I was going to add a fourth name to that list, I might have put Stroman on there. I'm a big Marcus Stroman fan. Obviously, he had some injury issues last year. there's a lack of upside. When you're a smallish right-hander, you're just not going to get enough plane to be a high strikeout guy. But he does what he does really well. He throws strikes, gets ground balls. He can miss some bats when he has to. I like him as a number three on a playoff rotation. I think you'll see that with a lot of guys that are going to be traded. There are no true number ones available. They really can argue, I guess we could argue Boyd, Bumgarner, but I don't really think there are any twos out there. You're looking at guys that are going to be number threes in a playoff rotation, somebody who's going to start that third game. I think Stroman would fit in that group as well.
Buyers and sellers. You mentioned the San Francisco Giants. They look to be a seller, and I don't know, maybe they still will be, but they're a game over 500 right now. All of a sudden, the Washington Nationals have themselves a playoff spot. Who would have thought that about 5-6 weeks ago? Especially in the National League, this is crazy right now.
It's actually it's not as bad as it was a couple weeks ago. It's about maybe 10 days, and it was something like 12 National League teams were separated by 5.5 games. We've seen a little more separation over this last week. The Nationals look like they're in very good position right now. Not just that they play well, but you look ahead and say, who are really the best team? I think the Nationals are clearly the best team of the non-division leaders right now in the National League. And then at the bottom, you've seen the Reds fall off a bit. You've seen the Mets continue to lose ground. The Padres, who you might have made the argument for them not being a seller, they slipped off a little bit. So, you can really get fooled here. I remember the Rockies a couple of years ago had a real hot streak between the All-Star break and the trade deadline, decided they were buyers, and then lost like 11 out of 12. So you really got to be careful now about, not getting fooled by 2 weeks of baseball and recognizing what you are and what your realistic chances at the playoffs are.
Now that the Nationals are at least winning for the moment anyway, are the Rockies the most disappointing team in baseball this year?
I think Red Sox fans will argue with you about that. I think Indians fans might argue with you a little bit. I think you make a case for the Rockies. Coming off two consecutive playoff seasons, didn't do a whole lot last winter. They picked up Daniel Murphy. He's been very disappointing, one of those disappointing free agent signings out there. But it's an ongoing problem with the Rockies. The Rockies have produced so much talent. Blackman, Arenado, Story, David Dahl, John Gray, Germán Márquez. All they have to do in spending their money or acquiring players in trade is put an average-ish team around that core, and they haven't been able to do that. They've wasted so much money. If you look at it, they spent $118 million in salary just this year. They're paying guys $118 million for basically no war. They've got no production for that $118 million. That's a failure on the part of the front office.
Are you weekly breaking down the National League Central, Joe?
Hourly. I have a lot of just years of doing media in St. Louis. I have a lot of Cardinals fans who follow me, who get the newsletter, who read my stuff, and I'm always very attuned to what they're up to. This Woodruff injury by the Brewers really changes things. I think if you're the Cardinals, I get a look and say, hey, look, we've got more talent than the Brewers do. They're also breaking down. Corey Kniebel's been out for them. Corbin Burns has been a disappointment. I believe he's hurt now. Woodruff now going down for – they just don't have the pitching depth to survive all that. So Cubs are in pretty good shape in first place. They've got the most talent. The Cardinals, again, you look at that wild card mixture, and I think you've got to like them. Other than the Nationals, I don't think you can make a case that any team other than the Cardinals has the most talent to possibly win that second wild card. And they're a flawed roster, too. They have struggled with that outfield. They've had injuries of their own. The back end of the rotation's been shaky. The bullpen, it seems like the Cardinals' bullpen's been a mess since Bruce Sutter was saving games for them. But it's a flawed group in that National League. Once you get past the Dodgers, you throw those next five or six teams into a hat, and they could, any of them could end up in the LCS against the Dodgers.
Yeah, Braves are 19 over right now. Like you said, I'm not sure. It's the Dodgers and everybody else, I think, in the National League right now. You go over to the American League. You mentioned the Red Sox. They're 9 over, and right now they're on the outside looking in as far as the playoffs are concerned. It's a totally different story when you get over to the American League.
Yeah, you could have a 92, 93 win team miss the playoffs. I want to say the record's 93 since we went to the two wild card format for the team winning 93 games and not making it. The Rays, Red Sox is going to be a very interesting battle. The Yankees have really stretched out their lead in the division now. So both those teams now look like they'll have to be more focused on the wild card. Of course, the Red Sox with a big win last night. The Indians and the Twins, it looks now like both of those teams will be in the playoffs. And it's a question of, I'm not sure. I think I talked to you guys a month ago, and we're talking about the Indians as possible sellers.
Yeah.
And even like 2 weeks ago, they were like, yeah, they might be looking at moving Trevor Bauer. And, you know, you change a couple of events just this last weekend, and they'd be in first place. The Twins pulled out a couple of games. The Indians got shut out by Jacob Junis. But this is going to be a great race down the stretch. I want to say they still have 11 games left with each other. The standard of the American League is so high, in part because you could have four teams lose 100 games. So those wins have to go somewhere. It's just that kind of really weird year in the American League. And you're going to have the Astros, maybe the AL Central winner, and the Yankees likely all win 100 games. And the wild card contenders are all going to be over 90. So it's a strange year. And, you know, you look at, like, the Red Sox have to make a decision. How much do we invest in the bullpen if we're really only playing for a wild card spot? The A's are going to be in a similar situation. They've had so many pitcher injuries, guys. We thought they were going to get a bunch of young pitchers to the major leagues here in the second half. Now, Jesus Lozado is probably going to be out. Of course, Frankie Montas has been suspended. So they're in a tough spot as well.
I'm really interested in Whit Merrifield from Kansas City. I think he's a heck of a player. Very good leadoff man. I don't think Kansas City has a horrible lineup. It's not great. But is Whit Merrifield's name being bannered about as a possible acquisition, or is it too high a price tag?
He's an incredibly valuable player, especially in a game right now that lacks leadoff hitters. That guy and the on-base percentage, the doubles, the speed, there aren't a whole lot of guys like that. Merrifield, of course, very flexible as well. He's played mostly second base, but he's effective in the outfield. I think the problem is going to be the price. Not only is he a good player, he signed for another thing, I believe it's 4 years. The Royals, what I heard, are asking for the sun, the moon, and the stars. And the problem with that is that Merrifield isn't 25. Merrifield is 31. And if you look at the aging curves of players, you know, that's a tough market to buy into. You say, okay, well, at least you had him at a below-market price, and you do. But the likelihood that Merrifield's going to continue to be a star at 32, 33, 34 is really low. So there's some risk involved in trading for him. And I think a lot of it is just the Royals do know that he's by far their best player, and he's their best chance to kind of boost up that farm system, which started to develop a lot of pitching at the lower level. Not so much the hitting, but, man, they have a ton of pitching at the lower level. So they should be motivated to trade Merrifield at this point.
The Oakland A's continue to inspire. They continue to just open eyes with what they're doing, with who they have, etc. 57-44 right now. 7.5 games behind Houston, but still in it for the wild card, still in it for the AL West. And this has all over it, in my opinion, the A's making a small minor move amongst all the moves that could come in 7 or 8 days, and it turns out to be just an absolute gem. Do you have that feeling too?
Yeah, they'd be a team that would be – Merrifield would be such a great fit for them. I don't think they have the minor league talent to get him, but that would be a really, really great pull for them. So they could also use some help in the bullpen. Their bullpen was incredible last year. Blake Treinen was the best reliever in baseball. Lee Trevino as a rookie was fantastic. We certainly see them slip a little bit. Liam Hendricks actually made the all-star team for them, replacing Treinen. He actually got knocked around, was it last night or Sunday, blew the save. So some depth issues in that bullpen. That rotation doesn't give them any innings, guys. It's really a 5, maybe 6-inning rotation. So they have to have a deep bullpen. So that's the kind of move where you say maybe they make a secondary move for a reliever. It kind of goes under the radar on July 31st. And then that guy goes out and gives them 25 good innings down the stretch. I could absolutely see that.
Can the Cubs pick up anybody in the trade deadline? Don't have a lot in the minor leagues right now. Would they have to give up a major leaguer? I don't know. What do you think about that to try to stay in front? They're a game and a half up on the Cardinals right now.
Well, clearly they have to buy. You know, they're not going to be in a selling position. Could they argue that because of where our window is, it's worth it to trade a Nico Hrner? I think there's an argument for that. Hrner is probably 2 years away. You can probably fake second base when you get to that point. And, you know, you want to try to win another championship with this core, the Rizzo-Bryant core at this point. So I think you can justify trading him, trading Alzolay, Valdez, Marquez, I got his name right. Do they really want to strip the system? Remember, they've traded so much talent just to get to this point. Gleyber Torres, Eloy Jimenez, these guys were among the best prospects in baseball if they gave up. That's one of the reasons they're, you know, a little thin at this point now. So it's a tough decision to make. I don't think they will make the big trade. I think they still have Ian Happ. Ian Happ has a career 340 on-base percentage. He can play multiple positions. He's hitting reasonably well down in AAA, and they haven't been able to put him on the roster. Happ could be the guy that gets you not a superstar, but a second-tier player who really helps that bullpen. They still need a big left-hander out of that bullpen. That's the key acquisition they've got to make.
Joe, I think it's the White Sox who successfully in 3 days put up netting down the lines, and I think a handful of other teams might have accomplished that as well. Why doesn't Major League Baseball say, listen, you guys got 2 weeks to get this done and do it?
I've taken the position that I don't understand architecture enough to know necessarily whether it's something that can be done in 2 weeks. Sounds like the White Sox were able to do it. That's fine. I want to see all teams do this. I think the netting should go up. I don't know enough about engineering and architecture to say whether it can be done in all parks in 30 days. I do think MLB has to say by opening day next year, mm-hmm. all 30 parks will have netting. And I come around on this, guys. I used to be like, oh, I don't want to look through the netting, you know, pay attention. A lot of factors have changed, but this is something that baseball needs to do now. This isn't – the balls are coming off the bats faster. The seats are closer to the stands. Now, people get off their phones. Hey, you know something? The teams themselves are putting stuff up on the scoreboard every single pitch that gets you, hey, look here. So I think absolutely this has to happen. I applaud the White Sox for what they've done in putting netting up. And if a team says they can't do it until opening day next year, I kind of have to take them at their word. Guys, I'm a dumb journalism major. Anything past 2+2, I you lose me a little bit.
Gotcha.
Well, there are three of us then, and come fall under that category.
Kelly, I got a question on Twitter, and I'm not going to be able to answer it, but let me see if I can get the bonus question. They asked me about this golf tournament you have there this weekend, who I thought would win.
Oh.
How about this? If I can correctly identify the tour, I win. How about that?
The tour?
The tour. If I can correctly identify the tour that this tournament is a part of.
Well, if you can, that would be stupendous.
So it's not going to be something easy. I was going to say the web.com tour. It's not going to be that.
No.
Or the Corn Ferry, I guess.
Not even the Corn Ferry tour.
What is this?
This is not even a tour.
No, it's a tournament that Zach Johnson won at one time in his youth, and you know what he's done from there. And it's one of those satellite tournaments, Joe.
Oh, it's like a regional tour. Okay, I have a family member of the family I'm divorced from who he's a kid in that family who used to play one of the Southern California regional tours. Okay.
I thought
maybe it was a Web Seniors or a Corn Ferry tour or something. Okay.
No, they won't let us play either.
I'm a 22 handicap. You think I can get in?
Well, you can always ask. We'll ask Don when he gets on with us coming up, and we'll see what we can do for you for next year for 2020. we'll get into threesome.
My handicap by then.
Yes. Hey, Joe, appreciate it. Good stuff as always, and we'll talk to you down the road. Appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Joe Sheehan joining us. Read his stuff at Sports Illustrated, Baseball America, and, of course, the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter as well.
Yeah, if he's a 22 and shoots 85, he'd be good in my group.
That's right. That's a lot of points there if you're playing certain games or things like that. We are going to talk about the Greater Cedar Rapids Open, the 21st annual, and we'll do that coming up here in about 5 minutes or so here on the program. Some softball, they are underway again over in Fort Dodge with 4A. If you missed it a little bit earlier on, and that would be the 3As and the 4As from earlier on today. Class 3A, it was West Liberty getting the victory over Trainer 10-0 in five innings. The Wise Muscatine beats Mount Vernon 10-6. And then in Class 4A, from just a little bit ago, it was West Delaware knocking off Independence. And it was Carlisle over Denison Schleswig. Oskaloosa and North Scott are just underway. Charles City and Dallas Center Grimes just a couple minutes from getting underway as well over in Fort Dodge. And Kennedy and City High will go at it coming up tonight. Go ahead and take a break, and we will come back. We're going to talk about the Greater Cedar Rapids Open. Don Wojciechowski will be joining us, and we will talk about the 21st annual Greater Cedar Rapids Open. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. 3:36 here on the program. You want to do our golf giveaway?
That's a wonderful idea.
Right now, before we talk some golf here with Don, have a golf giveaway. Improve on your 22 handicap,
yes.
Like Joe Sheehan.
Yes.
You might be able to beat Joe at that particular time.
Jones Park now open, all 18 holes.
Indeed.
There's one opportunity.
Yep. Caller number six, we're going to award you some golf passes from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. Some fun in the sun at Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or the new, well, not new, but the now 18-hole Jones Golf Course. 319-366-1600. Caller 6, you're going to pick up those passes. 319-366-1600. Kyle will get your information. We'll come back, talk some golf with the Greater Cedar Rapids Open after this.
You want to sit in your cubicle for an hour and pretend to be happy? Come on! Swivel your sad excuse for a swivel chair over to B-Dubs and enjoy a real happy hour. Get deals like $2 Bud Light and Coors Light drafts, $3 select premium shots, $5 loaded nachos, and all the games you can watch. So get here and get happy. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! At participating locations, dining only. Hours and availability may vary by location. Other limitations may apply where required by law. Must be 21 or older. Void where prohibited.
A great round of golf doesn't have to cost a fortune. $25 is all you need. Now through the end of August, have fun in the sun Monday through Thursday from 11 to 1 at any City of Cedar Rapids golf course. Get in a full 18 holes and half cart for only $25. And if you love to hit the links on Fridays, head over to Twin Pines for the same $25 deal anytime on Fridays. What a way to enjoy the rest of summer. Schedule your tee time now at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season. 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
.340 back with you in the gym class on KGYM. Congratulations going out to Victor in Cedar Rapids. He won the golf passes from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. We'll give out more of those coming up the rest of this week right here on KGYM. A reminder that KGYM is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to your event. If selected, your event will be featured online and on the air. Go to KGYMradio.com and click on Community MVP to go ahead and get things started. Getting things started is what they're going to do. They're actually doing it today. Over at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion, Don Wojciechowski joining us from the Greater Cedar Rapids Open, the True North Greater Cedar Rapids Open presented by UFG Insurance, the official title this year for the 21st edition. And Don, how's things going? If you had this weather all week, man, this would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
We are very happy, Scott. I'll tell you that right now. And I don't want to jinx this, but as long as there's none of the wet stuff around would even take 90, but today it was beautiful out there.
Looks like you got another tremendous field, top six from last year returning, and another couple former champs. All right, Dunn?
We do. Seth Fair is back. Of course, Nate Yankovich, the former University of Iowa golfer, is the defending champ, and he's back. And, of course, we have Sean McCarty from Brown Deer, the Brown Deer head professional, and he always brings a nice following. And, you know, the old guy can still play, too.
Yeah. He's not old.
He won it back in 2009, and he still contends every time he plays, as long as he's healthy.
Yeah, and like you said, has a very good fan following as well. And that's kind of the name of the game. There are a lot of players in the tournament coming up that are going to have some pretty good fan following that people remember from around here.
That's very true. Seth Fair, who's played here several times and has contended, he finally won in 2016. Then he moved on to the Corn Ferry, with formerly the Web.com Tour, and had an injury, did well earlier this year at the PGA Latino America Tour, and so he finished, tied for fifth at Waterloo last week, so he made some cash there, and he's looking forward to coming back and trying to replicate what he did in 2016.
How many Shockies are in the field?
I'm sorry?
How many Shockies are in the field, Carson or Alex?
I think just Carson.
Okay. Has Alex won the Nebraska Open for, what, the fourth straight year and won Waterloo last week, right? Yep. Yeah.
No, the kid who won Waterloo last week was a kid from Florida, Chandler Blasche.
Ah,
okay. Blasche,
and he was actually in our field and withdrew yesterday. So we're disappointed about that. We'd like to see a lot of those guys from Waterloo come down and compete here.
The list of former champions, obviously highlighted by Zach Johnson, but you've had guys that have gone on to the Corn Ferry Tour. You've had guys that have been in contention that have gone on and played on the PGA Tour and still on the PGA Tour now. So that shows just kind of the field that you guys assemble for this event.
It's aspiring to us that we had two GCR alums at the end of the last Web.com season. Chris Thompson and Chase Wright are both have their PGA Tour cards right now. Chase is doing okay. Chris is going to have to pick it up to retain his card. And then Rian Gibson, who's also a GCR alum, played here, I want to say, 5 years ago, just won a Corn Ferry event and is pretty well settled in. He will get his PGA Tour card. So these guys come here, they play here. Hey, you know, I saw this kid play at Hunter's Ridge, and he's on the PGA Tour, and it's really inspiring to us to see that.
Talk about the tournament itself, when it gets underway, whatnot, how many divisions you have.
We have a senior division. It'll be small this year. I think there's only five or six guys out. We have about 130 pros and about 15 amateurs. We'll kick off the tournament proper on Thursday at 7 o'clock, 54 holes. We'll go Thursday and Friday about 7 o'clock in the morning, and then Saturday, the final day, and that's after the cut. We'll kick off about 7:30. The awards ceremony figures to be about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we'd love to have people come out and see some of these. I mean, it's really amazing to watch some of these kids. And these kids are just trying to make it now, sort of like the analogy would be the Colonels. You still have me?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Okay. The analogy would be these are guys who are the Class A of the golfers, just trying to move up, and it's amazing to watch them hit the ball.
It is, and you can go out there for free. That's still the case, I would imagine, Don, and watch the golf.
Admission is free. We had our Culver's Junior Golf Clinic today, and we had the Coca-Cola Mascot Challenge. And the kids just love to see these mascots, the Coca-Cola Bear. We had Ricochet from the Renegades, Mr. Shucks out there, and the Culver's Scoopy, I think his name is, coming up the 18th fairway in carts. And you hear the cheers of these kids. It was fun to see this morning.
Yeah, and yeah, it's more than just a tournament, obviously. It's that. You mentioned the junior clinic, pro-ams going on. And, of course, it's about giving back to the community as well. And this tournament has done it in its first 20 years, certainly.
We're very proud. Last year we gave a record $22,000 back to the community, to boys and girls clubs, to junior golf programs. The biggest thing we've done the last 4 years is the Iowa PGA Foundation's Swing with Kids program, which is getting the sport into the elementary schools. And this year we gave $8,000 that is earmarked for the Linmar School District. So over the last 4 years, we've given $32,000 to that program. And there's now the Swing with Kids program in the Cedar Rapids School District Elementary Schools, the Marion Independent, and now Linmar. We're very proud of that.
Yeah, very, very proud of that. And like you mentioned, come out and see these golfers play, because, and I've been out there on numerous occasions, and just to see how they attack Hunter's Ridge is not an easy golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And from the tips, and I mean, they're driving it over the fairway complex on 18 to about 80 yards short of the green. It is just absolutely phenomenal how these guys can play.
I was fortunate enough to play in the pro-am this morning, and our pro just turned pro about, he said, about 9 months ago or so. So he's still young on the circuit, but he used his driver just 4 times all day. And he's hitting his 3-wood like 300 yards or close to that. And I said, why don't you use your driver? He goes, because if I hit it too far, I'll go out of bounds, which I don't have that problem when I'm hitting my driver.
You, me, Mark.
You're not familiar.
None of us have that problem. The website for all the information that people need. Talk about that a little bit.
www.gcropen.com. And I have the task of trying to keep that up to date, especially during tournament time. But our email is gcropen@gmail.com. If anybody has questions, we'll get right to it. But a lot of the information on the website, www.gcropen.com. And, you know, we'd just love to have some people come out and watch these kids play. And our sponsors and donors have just been outstanding, obviously, because we've given over the since our inception in 1999, $200,000 back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only helping these kids try to get their golf careers going, but also giving back to the community. We had the Give Foundation veterans out, four foursomes today, and I got to meet a couple before they went out for the afternoon round, and we've been very supportive of them too.
Yeah, and know about that fine program with Brian on our Caddy Smack program, who helps that out. So great to see them out on the golf course taking part in the pro-am today. And yeah, make plans to be out there. Tournament gets started bright and early Thursday morning for 54 holes, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And Sundays, I know you get a lot of people out there at Hunter's Ridge. So so make your plans, because this is really good golf. And the way these kids are playing on all these tours now, man alive. I mean, it's just fun to watch.
You have the McKenzie Tour up in Canada. You have the PGA Latino American, and now there is a PGA China Tour too. But these kids are playing all over, and we're fortunate we have in the Hunter's Ridge community host families who host as many of these kids as we can, because as my pro told me this morning, he says it's a huge cost to get a hotel or just the travel, the gasoline, traveling all over just trying to make a few bucks to keep your dream going.
Yeah. They literally live out of their car, basically.
Some of them do. Yes, they do.
Yep, seen it. And that's why it makes the Greater Cedar Rapids Open helps out and makes it such a good event there. And Don, appreciate it. And hope the weather stays the way it is, and hope everybody has a great time out there again Thursday, Friday, and Saturday out at Hunter's Ridge. Always good talking with you, and have a great tournament again this year.
Likewise, gentlemen. Thank you very much for the coverage. We appreciate it.
All right. Don Wojciechowski joining us here from the Greater Cedar Rapids Open as they get underway with the tournament proper coming up on Thursday. Like I said, it is phenomenal. I mean, these guys, all they need is the opportunity to make a name for themselves, get a little bit of cash, try to get into the qualifying schools and whatnot. A lot of these guys are college players or former college players, just out of college. And you can see how the Matthew Wolfs and the Colin Marikawas are doing, and the Victor Hovlands and people like that. These guys aren't far behind them.
Well, no, they're not. But it's a very fine line between Greater Cedar Rapids Open and a WGC event that's going on this week in Memphis, and all the tours in between. It's a shot here, a shot there.
It's usually 100 yards and in, too.
Yeah, it is. But nevertheless, these guys are good.
They are very good. Thank you. That's the tagline for so many years with Bob doing that. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up here on this Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Let Audible heat up your summer fun. With an unmatched selection of audio entertainment you can listen to anywhere, including exclusive Audible originals. Compelling stories, thrilling performances, and A-list celebrity talent make Audible originals must-listen events, like Stan Lee's Alliances, A Trick of Light, performed by actress Yara Shahidi. Get it only from Audible, or choose a title perfect for your travel plans. Start a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook is on us at audible.com.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
Twins have won back-to-back games. They seek win number 3 Tuesday night back at Target Field against the Yankees. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
.356 back with you here in the Gym Class in KGYM. Had a call during the break about parking for the Greater Cedar Rapids Open. Just head on out to Hunter's Ridge. If you cannot park in the lot, the grassy areas right around the lot have been open in the past years. I would imagine that would be the case. They will have signs out there for you to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a long walk at all to get to the golf course. So just make your way out there. The young pros would appreciate it, and they're going to have a good time out there. We could have had a top 10, man.
Yeah, just by entering. Just by entering.
We could have had a top 10. Turning that down. Make your way out there and check them out online at their website for the Greater Cedar Rapids Open 21st edition. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will join us tomorrow. Haven't talked with Chris in a while. Fantasy baseball.
Time is near.
And, oh, by the way, fantasy football leagues are getting ready. And fantasy football questions abound, I would imagine, for Chris coming up tomorrow. So we will take baseball and football questions coming up. That will be tomorrow on the Gym Class here on KGYM. State softball going on right now. 4A state quarterfinals, I beg your pardon. Oskaloosa leading North Scott. That is 2-0. And that game is in the top of the fourth, I believe. Nope, bottom of the third inning. Bottom of the third inning as far as that game is concerned. And Dallas Center Grimes with a 2-1 lead over Charles City. That one is in the bottom of the second inning. Earlier on today, Mount Vernon fell to Loayza Muscatine. Mm-hmm. West Liberty, a big winner over Trainer in 3A action a little bit earlier on this evening. West Delaware beat Independence as well earlier on this afternoon. So West Delaware will move on to take on Carlisle in a semifinal in Class 4A.
Good baseball going on tonight, not only locally and in the area as teams try to get to the state tournament, but in the major leagues. Second game of the Twins and Yankees, 7 p.m. on 107.5 FM, and a dandy on the West Coast, Yu Darvish against Bumgarner, Cubs at Giants.
Yeah,
that'll be a good one.
Should be a good one tonight. Cubs' lead is down to 1.5 games, and mm-hmm. one in the loss column over the Cardinals. Brewers, much like the Cubs did, blew a lead last night late. Or they would have been within two games, I think. The Central is going to come right down to the end. There's no doubt about that. And we'll see who gets hot, who beats whom. Is that right? Who beats whom? You're the wordsmith. You're the guy with the red pencil.
Depends on if you're talking about an individual or a team. We don't have enough time to get into this grammar stuff right now.
No, we do not. Well, no,
I'll let it pass right
Thank
now.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yes. Best of luck to all the sub-state baseball teams tonight as they play for spots at Principal Park in Des Moines in Classes 2A and 1A. Those games will get started around the state of Iowa, including here in Eastern Iowa, at 7 o'clock tonight. North Lynn playing, Al Burnett playing as well. West Branch also in action, among others. So best of luck to them, and then 3As and 4As go at it tomorrow to fill the field, and we'll talk to KJ Pilcher about it coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, indeed. And again, Chris, let's get your fantasy questions ready for tomorrow.
For football and for baseball. Stay tuned. Tom Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next here on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM.